The fourth James White stroke of paralysis. Ellen described what transpired. My husband was expected to be there, but when I arrived at Brother Jinli's, I was surprised to find my husband not there. Brother Jinli went to the Health Institute, expecting to find him there, but no. He went to Brother Abby's to see if he was there. Word was returned that he was too faint to come to dinner. I then sat down with Brother Jinli's family. I had taken about half my dinner when a messenger came with the word my husband had another shock of paralysis. I hastened to the house and found my husband's right arm partially paralyzed. We anointed with oil and then engaged in prayer for his recovery. The Lord came near by His Holy Spirit. My husband was greatly blessed. His arm was strengthened. We felt assured that by the blessing of the Lord he would recover. We moved to the Institute. My husband feels cheerful and happy. He now is settled in regard to his duty to drop everything like burdens at Battle Creek and spend the summer in the Colorado mountains. The stroke, while more severe than the previous two, was not as crippling as the first one he suffered in August, 1865. The next day, although it was chilly, they rode out, and there was evidence that James was exercising his mind. He was soon able to engage in various activities, but with impaired strength, and at times with considerable suffering. It was clear now to everyone that he was working on too narrow a margin to remain in Battle Creek. James and Ellen fixed their eyes on Colorado, but it was too early in the year to go to the mountains, and there were matters in Battle Creek that they needed to care for. So they stayed on, Ellen continuing with her writing and James spending some time at the office and in committees, and both of them speaking occasionally in the church. Things would perhaps have been much simpler had the president of the General Conference, George I. Butler, resided in Battle Creek. But his home was in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, and he visited Battle Creek only occasionally. The negative attitudes of Uriah Smith, which were to continue until mid-September and even led to his being dropped from his review responsibilities, cast a dark shadow over the local Adventist community.